Reach Out and Respond.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Reach Out and Respond Summer Pledge Drive.
Call now.
3 minutes after the hour, it's Wednesday, August 18th. Good morning and welcome back to Morning Air as we continue with day three of the Reach Out and Respond Summer Pledge Drive. I'm John Morales along with Glenn Leverance. Thanks so much for tuning in coast to coast here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. By noon today, we'll be nearly at the halfway point for this pledge drive as we continue to ask for your help to support the mission of Relevant Radio of bringing Christ to the world through the media. So we really need your help. We need you to reach out and respond this hour. Every little bit helps as we get closer and closer to our goal by the end of the week of $2.7 million. Keep in mind also that Wednesday is also the traditional day dedicated to St. Joseph, something that we really want to remember, especially here in this year of St. Joseph. Now, we start each hour during Pledge Drive Week with the Memorare Prayer, invoking the powerful intercession of the Mother of God, our Blessed Mother Mary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of virgins, my mother. To thee I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Our Lady of Guadalupe, Nuestra Señora de Guadalupe, patroness of the Americas, patroness of life and of Relevant Radio, pray for us. St. Joseph, especially in this year of St. Joseph, pray for us. St. John Paul II, co-patron of Relevant Radio, pray for us. And we always invoke the Holy Spirit. Wouldn't dare of doing this show without the help of the Holy Spirit. Whenever we pray, come, Holy Spirit, come. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Coming up in just a few moments, we'll be joined by Father Marcel Tyone, the pastor of St. Thomas More Catholic Parish in Narragansett, Rhode Island, and a regular contributor to Relevant Radio, who will talk to us about papal infallibility. And a little bit later this hour, our personal success coach, Dave Duran, will be with us to discuss the leadership side of productivity. We'll also bring you yet another episode of Glenn's Story Corner, all that and much more in this action-packed hour coming up here on Morning Air. Our power scripture from the playbook of life is from the Apostle St. James, James 1:12. Blessed is the man who endures trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life which God has promised to those who love him. As Catholic Christians, we need to understand the redemptive value of trials and suffering. Going back from my days as a sports reporter, I remember the great Notre Dame head football coach Lou Holtz, who once said, "I've never known anybody to achieve anything without overcoming adversity." Every single athlete has overcome many obstacles, and every saint, and we're all called to be saints, has overcome many trials and tribulations. The Lord gives us trials to test our faith. He will always give us the grace to bear our sufferings. All we have to do is ask Him from our heart, and we always wrap up praying, "Jesus, I trust in you." Our number, if you want to be part of the program, 888-914-9149. Now I want to talk about papal authority. The Catholic Church's teaching on papal infallibility is one that generally is misunderstood by those outside the Church, especially our brothers and sisters, fundamentalists and other Bible Christians that are often confused about the charism of papal infallibility with impeccability. They imagine that Catholics believe that the Pope is perfect, that he cannot sin. But what is the truth about the authority of the successor of St. Peter? And now joining us to talk about papal infallibility is our spiritual director today, Father Marcel Tyone, the pastor of St. Thomas More Catholic Parish in Narragansett, Rhode Island, and of course a regular contributor to Relevant Radio and to our program here on Morning Air. Good morning, Father Tyone. Welcome back to Morning Air. It's always a joy and a blessing to be with you.
Amen. Good to be back with you as well, and a blessed Blessed Drive Week to everyone out there, and thanks for all the support people are giving. So encouraging on that. But great to be with you, and I loved your line, impeccability versus infallibility. I think that was I've never heard that before, and I think that's a great insight into the misunderstandings about our topic this morning. So, the church believes in papal infallibility, but what really is that? And it doesn't mean that everything the Pope says or does is exactly perfect in the sense his authority on everything is the same. People don't realize there's different levels of teaching authority in the church, and our Holy Father and our bishops have different kinds of levels of ability to teach. Infallible teaching is the highest level of authority that is very rarely used by the Holy Father when that happens. But I think people very confused, they even hear the word infallibility, and they think right away that if Pope Francis drives a Fiat, that's sort of part of his infallibility. If he does, when he says something in a conversation with someone, that is not infallible teaching. When he gives a teaching on a Wednesday audience, that is not infallible teaching. And we can find countless cases like this. So infallible teaching is when the authority given by the office of successor of St. Peter by Christ, and when something is pronounced infallible, it's really about a doctrine, a dogma that people have always held to be true and never denied that. So the last time the Pope spoke infallibly, I believe the year was 1950 for the last time that happened. So I think people have a great confusion around this topic, and even Catholics can oftentimes get very, very confused, and Protestants and others can sort of even kind of poke fun at a deep misunderstanding of this gift that the Church has given to Peter and his successors in his authority and his teaching office.
Absolutely. I find it kind of interesting when you think about it. If the Holy Father, if Pope Francis is talking about Real Madrid soccer team or his homeland Argentinian soccer team or talking about the stock market, he's not speaking from the chair of Peter. He's not speaking in an infallible way. Can you please explain to us then what is papal infallibility?
Yeah, the infallibility is really when the Pope does speak a truth, something that is held truly by the faithful, in a way that is the highest authority, that this is part of Christ's teaching. So, we think of the dogma of the Immaculate Conception, the dogma, things like the Assumption of Mary, things over the centuries where, again, the Pope doesn't invent something. It's something that's always been held to be true by the faithful and has been proclaimed by the authority of Peter to be true with certainty. So, it's a very rare, rare usage in the Church's history. And I talk to people all the time, and I do think, like you said, they think everything, there's different, again, we don't have time on this short program, but there's different levels of teaching. There's papal encyclicals that hold a very strong teaching authority in the Church, and those are not infallible. They're part of the teaching of the Church, but there's encyclicals, and what we call apostolic exhortations, encouragements to people, but they too, they're part of the teaching authority of the Church, but not infallible teaching, as when the Holy Father makes that particular pronouncement. So encourage everybody to listen, at least find out the differences of the kinds of teaching methods the Holy Father and the Church have, and I think it'll not only calm people down, but also incite people to study and to see the differences in value the way the Church teaches.
And Father Tayon, I'm so glad that you mentioned those two cases of papal infallibility, the Immaculate Conception in 1854 and the Assumption in 1950. They're very rare. I mean, this is not something that happens all the time. Can you explain to us what ex cathedra means?
Yeah, the cathedra, right, is the name for the chair. You spoke that earlier in our program today. You mentioned the chair. And so every cathedral's name for the chair of the bishop, and the Pope's chair is in his cathedral church of St. John Lateran. So when he speaks from the chair, meaning from the authority of the office he holds. So the building's named after the chair represents the authority, and the teaching is given from that chair. Chairs are very important pieces of furniture in our faith and our churches, and especially when a successor of the apostles or the Holy Father sits in the chair, it's a sign of his teaching authority, so an ancient sign. So great to bring that up as well. I think it's a fascinating reality about who's teaching where and from what authority. Again, that chair represents that. So ex cathedra means from the chair of Peter. Again, that Matthew and Jesus in Matthew's Gospel, other places, gave that unique teaching authority to Peter, and Pope Francis sits in that chair, quote-unquote, today, not sitting in the chair, but teaching from the authority of the apostles, the 12, and from the Lord himself.
Father Tyone, we need to take a short break, but we want to continue on the other side, talking about the biblical basis for this doctrine of papal infallibility as we continue our conversation with our spiritual director, Father Marcel Tyone, talking about papal infallibility. There's much more to come. Stay with us. We have more here on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Hi, this is Father Rocky, the Executive Director of Relevant Radio, and your host for the Family Rosary Across America every evening at 7 p.m. Central. Thanks for joining us for our summer pledge party. We've got a very special two-for-one gift today. Two gifts for your tax-deductible gift of $1 a day. It's an Our Lady of Guadalupe medal plus a book, the St. Monica Club. The medal was taken by our own Drew Mariani to numerous holy sites in Mexico, including the Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe, during his recent pilgrimage in June. The book, of course, gets its title from St. Monica, who every day had to wrestle with the pain of having a loved one fall away from the faith, but she prayed and prayed, and her son came back. That was St. Augustine. We have a limited supply of the medal, so don't wait. Give online now at relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app, or call 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123.
Well, I bet your phone will like dialing that number. It's famous, after all. 877-291-0123 to reach Relevant Radio during a pledge drive. Reach out and respond. Won't you do your best? Help us to wipe out our need of $2.7 million by the end of the week. That's what we need to keep going strong here with Relevant Radio on over 180 stations around the country and around the globe at relevantradio.com. Halfway would be noon today, and we're not near halfway of wiping out that need yet. So please do your best. Pray about it. Pick up the phone after talking with your sweetheart and make that gift to Relevant Radio. Won't you do your best at 877-291-0123? You'll be in good company. Folks like Nancy in the Philadelphia area, Sharon and Pat in the Twin Cities area as well, calling up and making a pledge to Relevant Radio at 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com. Important that we hear from you today. Important that we continue to provide this platform to give you the latest from Rome all the way down to what's going on in your local parish, to bring you Catholic news unspun by the secular press. Hard to find out there, but so important, especially with everything going on in the world. Relevant Radio has been here for you over the past, 20 years. Relevant Radio going strong for over 20 years now, and especially the challenges of the last year and a half. Relevant Radio has been here every day with Mass for You Live at noon Central Time, with the Rosary with Father Rocky, the Family Rosary Across America at 7 p.m. Central each and every weeknight. Even when your church building has been shut, Relevant Radio has been here. We're blessed to be able to be used that way. We're humbled by that experience too, and we're glad to partner with you in spreading the faith, to bring the good news of Jesus Christ to the whole world through the media. That's our job together with you here at Relevant Radio. Join in, won't you? Do your best. Pray about it and call 877-291-0123 or make a safe and secure and quick pledge online at relevantradio.com.
877-291-0123. Glenn, we've said this number so many times, but we want our listeners to remember. Relevant Radio is like a big banquet hall, open for business 24/7, feeding the poor, the homeless, and the hungry, not just with food, but with the spiritual food of the truth, the spiritual food of our Lord Jesus Christ and His gospel. Here's the catch. All are welcome to eat at this Relevant Radio banquet hall, but not all of you leave your dollars in the free will basket. Some of you get fed spiritually every single day on Relevant Radio without giving a dime. Today is the day. Jesus the Lord is speaking to you through the network of Relevant Radio. Please open your heart to meet the needs of all of our brothers and sisters who need Relevant Radio. Reach out and respond at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app, or give us a call right now, 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123. We need your help. Please open your heart and do it today. The clock is ticking. Minutes after the hour. Welcome back to Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app as we continue our conversation with our spiritual director, Father Marcel Taillon, the pastor of St. Thomas More Catholic Parish in Narragansett, Rhode Island. We've been talking about papal infallibility. Father Taillon, welcome back.
Good to be back.
Let's talk a little bit about the biblical basis for this doctrine. We didn't just pull this out of thin air. Not only papal infallibility, but the authority of Peter and the successors of Peter.
No, of course. And, you know, a lot of people have a love and also a misunderstanding of Scripture. Right? The Catholic Church is the guided by the Holy Spirit, founded by Jesus, is the church that put together the Bible, particularly the New Testament, as we call it today. And inside those scriptures, there is a lot about the authority of how Jesus will continue to teach and preach, teach the teachings once he ascended to heaven. Of course, he sent the Holy Spirit on Pentecost with his Father upon Mary and upon the apostles, the first teachers, the 12, and the bishops today are successors to those apostles. So there's a continuing unbroken line in the authority of Peter, and then the apostles, the bishops appointed by him. So we know in Matthew's gospel, Jesus said, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth should be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth should be loosed in heaven. That's chapter 16, verse 19, among many other verses in Scripture that reinforce and introduce and affirm the church's ability to teach on faith and morals. And so that's why the church, in our minds as Catholics, as Christians, we want the church to help form our conscience of what is right, what is wrong, what is desirable to be in heaven, but also here on earth, how to live our lives in a just, loving, and beautiful way, faithful to Jesus. Thank goodness we have the church to guide us and to teach us. Infallible teaching is that, again, rarely used authority of Peter when he exercises that, again, from the chair, as we talked about before the break, and to give us what's called infallible doctrine. Again, very rarely used, and we talked about them before, the Immaculate Conception, the Assumption of Our Lady, things that were already believed by the church in the world, but taught as something that we all need to assent to, as to believe in faith in the intellect that this is right. So infallible teaching by the Holy Father, again, is rare, but is a great gift. It's meant to unify the church, not divide the church. It keeps us all together, keeps us of one mind and heart, and it reveals to us the ways of love in which God is and has saved us. And so that is really what we're talking. Infallible teaching is one of the ways that Christ loves us and saves us. So that's what we need to understand the authority of the church's teaching to be. Again, what the church really teaches, not maybe what we hear at a barbecue or a cocktail party or on a blog, but the real church's teaching. So encourage people at things like Relevant Radio, keep us well informed where it's really the real church's teaching. I think that's even around infallible teaching. We got to make sure we get the right teaching on it, that it's the church herself, her own understanding of it, so that we don't get frenetic or misled or even distressed perhaps by wrong things trying to be taught to us. And it's a gift. So this morning, we're just talking about the gift of infallible teaching, the gift of the authority of the church, and the love that God has for us in giving us this gift in the Catholic Church. So we're so blessed to have this, and it's a gift of the Holy Spirit, really. The Holy Spirit guides the Holy Father, his successors, and also our bishops, doing their very best to remind us of the teaching of the 12 and applying that to our lives today.
And again, Father Taillon, we just don't have time, especially here during Pledge Drive Week, to get into more depth. These powerful scriptures that you just alluded to, Matthew 16, verses 17 through 19, very powerful to understand that Jesus gave this authority to Peter. Peter, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. It's his church. In John 21:15, our blessed Lord empowered Peter to be our universal pastor when he says to him, feed my lambs, feed my sheep. So there's some powerful scriptures that really show the biblical basis of where the Catholic Church draws this understanding of the authority of the successor of Peter and the papal infallibility doctrine.
Amen. As you said, it's a gift, right? You point out those other great scriptures, and again, Jesus promised the Holy Spirit, and how's the Holy Spirit exercise his teaching through these offices in the church? And this is the safety. You know, as I always say, Catholic Church is like a big interstate. You got like eight lanes on each side, but with the church's teaching, you won't go over the guardrail. You won't hit the guardrails in life, and that's what we do. That's why we listen to the church. That's why we take to our consciences, we take to prayer, we take to shows like this and try to listen and receive so we become steadfast and confident again in this great, the church is our mother, she's our teacher, she loves us, and it's not a matter of control, it's a matter of love and salvation, and that's what we're talking about this morning. Papal infallibility is one of the ways that God has loved us and is calling us to holiness and to live in the freedom as sons and daughters of God's children. That's what this really is about, and we're thankful for that.
Father Tayon, can you talk about how our Lord Jesus Christ guaranteed that the church would never fall away from his teachings, even if individual Catholics might?
Yeah, I think that's a great question, right? Over the history, it's not easy for us to see in history even some of our leaders, even in recent times, that have brought scandal. You think of Judas Iscariot at the very beginning, and in our own day, there's certainly shepherds that have brought scandal to the church. We all know that. But the teaching of the church has remained consistent and the same, and Jesus has promised that. Glad you brought that up. So the real teaching of the church, the seven sacraments, the scriptures, Christ, two natures, his salvation, Holy Spirit, the Trinity, all these teachings like a Holy Father would never contradict. Even the Pope goes to confession too. We know that. Mother Teresa went to confession. And then there's been some folks in the church that have really done some damaging things. But the teaching remains consistent, true, and the same. And that's the beauty of being Catholic. And even, in spite of people's scandalous behavior, we know the teaching of the church. And that's why Peter said, you know, Lord, to whom shall we go? Where else can we go? Only the church has the full teaching of Christ. So we remain with joy. And I think that's a, I'm glad you brought that question. I think it's a question that comes up when we talk about these kind of subjects. But you're right. The teaching of the church is a gift, and it's consistent, and it's right, even in spite of, be like if a priest is celebrating a sacrament who's sinful, are the sacraments still valid? The church has said absolutely yes. The grace of the sacrament is not contingent on the holiness of the cleric, but on the receptivity in the believer and their disposition in faith to receive the grace. So this would be sort of like that on another level, I think.
And we've talked about Scripture, but also as Catholics, we have to understand apostolic tradition. It's Scripture and sacred tradition, as well as magisterial teaching, that makes the Church of the Living God the pillar and foundation of the truth.
Exactly. So that's right. Apostolic tradition is one lung, and Scripture is the other lung. And make sure you get the Catholic Bible with all the books in it, not the ones that are missing in some of our brothers and sisters' book. But apostolic tradition is, again, the capital A, capital T. That's what the Church has always done and has always believed, and cannot change. And that's a beautiful thing. It doesn't mean we're stuck in the past. It means we're ready for the future because we have apostolic tradition and Scripture. Sort of the two lungs in the body of Christ, the two things over us and around us that keep us safe from error, from sin, and from just falling into other things that are really not part of Christ's plan for us. So apostolic tradition is a gift, and this teaching falls under that lung, that beautiful canopy over us that is, again, not to control, but to keep us moving forward in holiness and sanctity and knowing God's mercy, of course, at every turn and fall. So that's the beauty of Catholicism. So wonderful, blessed we are to be in the church, if you are. And I hope we all are. So amen to that.
Well, Father Tayon, we so much appreciate your insights, your spiritual direction that you provide here on Relevant Radio every single week. Thank you so much for being with us.
All right. Have a great drive. Thanks for the support.
Thank you, Father Tayon, our spiritual director today. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, our personal success coach, Dave Duran, the host of The Dave Duran Show, will join us to talk about the leadership side of productivity. Stay with us as the Reach Out and Response Summer Pledge Drive rolls on. There's still much more to come here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Say, do you love Our Lady? I bet you'd love one of those Our Lady of Guadalupe medals. It's an Our Lady of Guadalupe medal that was on pilgrimage with Drew Mariani to various holy sites around Mexico earlier this summer. Yours for a dollar a day gift to Relevant Radio. How much to give? Well, that's a pretty good amount. We can do great things with a dollar a day at Relevant Radio. And we can give you not one, but two thank you gifts. You get the medal and the book, The St. Monica Club. Just a couple of ways to say thank you for your great support of Relevant Radio this week during our Reach Out and Respond Pledge Drive. And again, that special medal with Our Lady of Guadalupe is today only That's along with the book for your dollar a day gift. But please consider giving it any amount to Relevant Radio so we can stay on the air, keep going strong for three more months on over 180 plus stations around the country and around the globe at relevantradio.com, the mobile app out there as well. Great ways to be a great tool to build up your faith, to help one another be built up, to encourage one another during this challenging time in the life of our country and the world as well. With all the things going on in the world right now, we want to let you know that our faith is eternal. And along with that, we can help out in the here and now by giving 10% of everything raised this week with the Relevant Radio Pledge Drive to help relief from the earthquake in Haiti. 7.2 earthquake struck last weekend. Over 1,300 people were killed and many thousands more left homeless there. It's a very tough situation, but Relevant Radio wants to be generous as we encourage you to be generous. So again, 10% of everything raised this week goes to help through the Catholic Church in Haiti with earthquake recovery. Thanks for considering that as well when you make your gift at 877-291-0123, John, or online at relevantradio.com.
Glenn, we've heard our Relevant Radio CEO, Father Rocky, talk so many times about why we give during these pledge drives. And he always says, because it feels good. And how much should we give? Until we feel good. In the Acts of the Apostles, our blessed Lord says, it is more blessed to give than to receive. In the Gospel of Luke, Jesus says, give and it shall be given to you. St. Paul reminds us in 2 Corinthians, let us each give according as he has determined in his heart, not grudgingly or from compulsion. God loves a cheerful giver. Please open your heart and give generously to the mission of Relevant Radio. Experience the joy of giving. Give us a call right now. Reach out and respond at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app, or call us right now, 877-291-0123. We need your help.
The joy of giving, feel it now, give till you smile, right? 877-291-0123, online at relevantradio.com, on the mobile app as well. Get us over the hump here at the Midway Point Wednesday on our Relevant Radio Reach Out and Respond Pledge Drive. It all ends Friday at 5 Central, not quite halfway there, wiping out that need of $2.7 million. Do your best, won't you? Pray about it. Cheer us on. Tell your friends, remind them, it's the Relevant Radio Pledge Drive. Thanks for being generous.
The Relevant Radio Reach Out and Respond Summer Pledge Drive continues.
Reach out and respond.
33 minutes after the hour. Welcome back to Morning Air. I'm John Morales along with Glenn Leverins. Thanks for joining us as we continue with day three of our Reach Out and Respond Summer Pledge Drive. We've got a long way to go still in the next few days to reach our goal of $2.7 million by Friday at 5 p.m. So we really do need your help. We really do need you to reach out and respond. Coming up a little bit later this half hour, we'll bring you another episode of Glenn's Story Corner. Our number, if you want to be part of the show, 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149. Now I want to talk about leadership. A former baseball manager, Mike Socia of the California and Anaheim Angels, once said, if you want to be a leader, the first person that you must lead is yourself. Leadership impacts the organizational culture and plays a part in the productivity of the organization, whether it's a business, a team, or any other type of organization. Research has shown that highly productive companies with good leadership actually raise productivity. And now it's time to talk with our personal success coach, Dave Duran, to discuss the leadership side of productivity. Dave Duran is an author, speaker, and the co-founder of Decided Excellence Catholic Media and the co-founder of Best Version Media, also the co-founder of Lighthouse Catholic Media, as well as the host of the Dave Duran Show that you can hear here on Relevant Radio Saturdays at 10 Central. Good morning, Dave. Thanks for joining us. As always, it's great to be with you.
Likewise, John. What an important week. You know, if I may just jump in and say, I really hope people are opening up their hearts to give right now, because Relevant Radio has, and I've been around in Relevant Radio since 2003, so it's coming up on past 18 years, and I will tell you from it was never obscure because the content was so good, but the reach wasn't tremendous back then, right? So there would be pockets of places that I would go, and people would be, you know, sometimes you'd be at an airport talking to somebody else, and somebody would hear your voice and say, hey, I recognize your voice. But it was kind of scattered here and there. But Relevant Radio's footprint has become incredibly big. What I love about it is it's not big in vain. It is unbelievably, and fitting to this topic, productive. The Catechism actually calls us to be productive. That's an interesting thing. A person could hear that as utilitarian, but it is not. You know, we are called to be productive, to actually go out there and to evangelize, to spread the word. What I love about this is that people wake up in the morning and they want to know what's happening in the world. They want to know what's happening out there, and they make choices which basically at the end of the day just make them agitated, irritated, and hard to be around. They're depressed and they're upset. Why? Because they're just pounded with information that is negative. And that doesn't mean you have to look at the world through some sort of phony, always rosy glassed, glasses thing, because sometimes it's tough. But when you tune into Relevant Radio, you have this opportunity to know what's going on in the world, but at the end of the day, to feel enriched, to feel empowered, and to make change in your life. And that is not something you can get from other places. The other thing that I love about it is you can check your work. So when you donate to Relevant Radio, if you want to know where your donation went, just tune in and you're going to feel great about it. And so it's an absolutely worth a thing, and it's just so needed now. So I really encourage people to get out there and to make that happen.
Absolutely. It's so important to support the mission of Relevant Radio, something that you know so well. Hard to believe that you've been with us for 18 years. Can you believe our colleague Glenn is celebrating today on this day his 18th anniversary as part of the Morning Air team? It's amazing how time flies.
It is absolutely amazing. Glenn and I both started when we were like 15.
Hey, I felt like I just a kid.
Just 10 for me, just 10.
Congratulations, Glenn.
Yeah, congratulations. That's awesome. You do sound younger than me.
Well, I'll have you know that I was there when the lights were
turned on. I haven't
worn
my voice out cheering for a winning football team. That's right.
Come on, guys. Don't get into that football bravado conversation that we've had over the years. Listen, congratulations, Glenn, again. And Dave, it is a blessing to have you. Just a quick word of why people should pick up the phone or get on their phone or their computer and actually support financially the mission of Relevant Radio.
Because you're going to feel great about it. People feel great about things that work. If you go and you build a car and it doesn't run, you don't feel good about it, especially if you put a lot of money in it, right? If you go and you build something and then you watch it work, you feel great about it. And that's what this is. This is building. This is not some sort of like pretend sort of far-reaching concept. Literally, whatever it is that you give, from a few dollars to many thousands of dollars, it actually builds what you're hearing right now. It is taking place because of that. And that's goodness. And it also, by the way, I think to a certain degree, it pulls you more into the family of Relevant Radio in a way that you're more engaged and active. So it increases your incentive really to pay attention and to form your own faith life, because, you know, we want to make sure that we're always doing those things simultaneously, that we're actually giving so others can be enriched, but we're participating in that. So, you know, what good is it to save everybody else's soul if ours isn't saved, right? So to go after that and participate ourselves.
Dave, we have about a minute before the break. If you could kind of, let's get this conversation going about the leadership side of productivity. How important is it to find the right people?
Well, it's absolutely essential. You know, you can tout yourself to be a great leader who understands things technically, organizationally, et cetera. But, you know, frankly speaking, if you were assembling a football team, for example, and none of the players could actually run, throw, pass, tackle, it doesn't matter how great you tout yourself to be as a coach, you're not going to win, and you're going to be judged by your results as a leader. So finding top talent or finding raw talent that you can actually refine because you've got great programs in place is really, really key. And you cannot give what you do not have, and it's very difficult to attract people that are greater than you. Not greater in that they have intellect or strength, but as far as the character is concerned, you're generally going to attract people similar to your own character.
Dave, we're going to take a short break as we continue our conversation with our success coach, Dave Durand, co-founder of Decided Excellence Catholic Media. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this short timeout.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across America. Here's another Relevant Radio Miracle Moment.
I run an apostolate called Catholic Men's Fellowship of California. We ask the men what brought them to our meeting. One man said, "Do you guys listen to Relevant Radio?" And I said, "Yeah. You know, we all do." And he goes, "Well, you know, I left the Catholic Church over 20 years ago. And what happened was, over the last year and a half, 2 years, I've been listening to Patrick Madrid in the mornings. Mm. And I just came back to the Catholic Church after 20 some odd years. And I came here to this meeting to sit with you guys and just be a part of your group. What a gift you are, Patrick. Just the way that you talk to people, your gentleness, your mercy, and just what an inspiration you are. And I just needed to tell you, because through you, God has brought another soul back to Holy Mother Church.
How has Relevant Radio impacted your life? Make a tax-deductible donation now on the Relevant Radio website or app.
...877-291-0123 online at relevantradio.com, on the mobile app as well. Great ways to reach out and respond to Relevant Radio. Join us in our summer pledge drive. Help wipe out that need of $2.7 million by the end of the week. Won't you join us right now? Just 19 minutes left this hour. 877-291-0123 online at relevantradio.com. Asking you today to consider giving at the dollar a day level. And we'll be happy to keep Relevant Radio going strong and thank you with not one but two thank you gifts, including the St. Monica Club book. Great advice, great inspiration, great prayer support too, as we pray for those to come back to faith that may have stepped away from that in our families and our friends. That's a great tool to have. Plus, along with that today, we give you the beautiful Our Lady of Guadalupe medal. It's been to Mexico City. It's been to so many holy sites in Mexico with Drew Mariani on pilgrimage earlier this summer. Both of those yours for the dollar a day giving level. What can you spend a dollar a day on? Well, you save up a few of those days and you can head over to the Packers Pro Shop in Green Bay there, and you can maybe buy some Green Bay Packers salt and pepper shakers, or maybe a whole bunch of days worth, and you can get that green pickup truck they keep all the cheese heads in. But there are many ways to spend your money. But how about on this source of truth and faith, something that'll build you up, that'll keep you company, that may entertain and inform you, but maybe will lead you to heaven? 877-291-0123. Let's put that money to use for eternity through Relevant Radio. Won't you do your best now? Reach out and respond at 877-291-0123 on the mobile app or online, John, at relevantradio.com.
Glenn, 877-291-0123 is the number. We need to have that firmly in our minds, and we need to take action, actually dial it. Relevant Radio is like a spiritual personal trainer, inspiring, teaching, and encouraging people to love our Lord Jesus Christ and the church that he founded, to make Jesus number one in your life. St. Paul reminds us in Romans 12:2, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. How do you put a dollar amount on the countless spiritual blessings and teachings that you receive, that you hear every single day here on this network on Relevant Radio? Remember that Relevant Radio is listener supported. We can't do it without your help. Reach out and respond. Open your heart and give and experience the joy of responding to Christ. Make your pledge online at relevantradio.com and the Relevant Radio app, or give us a call at 877-291-0123. We need your help. We really need you to open up your heart and give. Give generously. Today is the day, especially if you've never given. Don't think about it. Actually, just go to your phone or your computer, relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app, or just give us a call, 877-291-0123. Yes, sir. 44 minutes after the hour. Welcome back to Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. I'm John Morales. Thanks so much for joining us as we continue our weekly conversation with our good friend, longtime Morning Air contributor Dave Duran, our personal success coach, the co-founder of the Saturday Excellence Catholic Media, as we're talking about the leadership side of productivity. Dave, welcome back.
Good to be back, John.
Dave, talk to us about where do we look for the right people as leaders? How do we make sure that we found that right person, just the right guy or gal for our team?
You know, I think the important thing that people have to remember is there's layers to this. If you're finding a person that has a technical ability, I mean, if you're going to find a CFO, you need somebody that understands the books and, you know, they've got history in that, right? If you're going to find somebody that's a developer, a programmer, you need somebody that understands computers. I mean, there are certain times you need that. A physician, obviously, they need to have their degree. But there are many roles out there where you don't need something technical like that. You can develop it or learn it. on the job or over periods of time. In fact, many people right now, if you go to corporate America or look at entrepreneurs and you say, what did you get your degree in? It has nothing to do with what they're doing. So the central thing to look for is a person that has strong character. In fact, virtue is the actual thing that you're trying to find. This is a challenge, though. So if you're going to find, you know, somebody has a technical skill, okay, fine. Look, they've got to have that. But you want to find the high virtue person, not just a person that interviews well. People say that, oh, they interviewed well. And I've seen people be manipulated by others where in the interview, the person has, you know, the ability to glad hand and they know exactly when to wink and all that kind of stuff. But they just don't have anything that backs that up. You know what makes this complicated is that there's something you cannot test when it comes to a person's aptitude or inclination for success, and that is virtue. If you take a Myers-Briggs or all these different things, it can say what sort of temperament you may have and whether or not you'd be inclined to lead or sell or be more solitary or whatever, but it cannot say whether or not you have virtue. One of the only things that I've identified is the way to do that is experience, to dive in and to make the mistakes and bring the wrong people on to be able to identify the way they talk about themselves, the way they may have or not use humor or self-deprecation, all these different types of things. And intuitively, you start to understand this a little bit better. Now, we can all be deceived, okay? But over time, you start to recognize these things. And then what you begin to realize is if a person does not have virtue or character formed in their life, they cannot stay on the team. They will be a poison to it. And if they do have that, but they're lower on the talent level, you can generally infuse all sorts of things into them to help them raise their level of talent to get there. So it's kind of a complex thing. It's not really a one size fits all. Here's where you find them.
Absolutely. And as you said, you cannot see inside somebody's heart and see what kind of character, what they're made of, what kind of virtue they actually live. Talk about the importance of the right culture. How important is the right culture for a team or a company?
Well, there's the classic saying that culture eats strategy for breakfast. And it's entirely true. If a company has a great strategy, but a bad culture, it's on life support. It's eventually going to fail. But if an organization has a not so great strategy and a great culture, it won't stay like that. The strategy will become great because great cultures always raise up. They produce something more. And they're a little bit like, I think I might have mentioned this on the program before, certainly on the Dave Durant Show, that they're like immune systems. And when, you know, a person who is not good for the culture enters in, the antibodies will attach and send that person out. And when I say good for the culture, I mean bad cultures kick out good people and good cultures kick out bad people. And so we have to remember that, but we have to understand it and define it. You know, John, the best way I've ever heard this is if you want to know how good the culture is in your organization, what you want to do is you would just ask the simple question, what does it mean to work here? To everybody. You could ask that to the CEO. You could ask that to a person that's been around for 20 years, a person that's been around for, you know, 5 days, a person that works in the same organization, but in Phoenix, and a person that works in LA and New York, and all at different levels of the organization. And if the answer is somewhat similar, then you know that you have a permeated culture. Now, that doesn't mean it's a good one. What does it mean to work here? Oh, we lie, cheat, steal, we're lazy. Okay, well, that's pretty bad. Okay, what does it mean to work here? It means raising yourself up to the higher level, doing the right thing at all times, and making sure that you're humble about what you do, own your mistakes so that you can have your successes and sacrifice your team members. And if something sounds similar to that all around, now all of a sudden you recognize there is a good culture and it is strong. But that's really one of the ways that you do it, is it has to permeate the entire organization. And I will tell you, there's sometimes people use bumper sticker sayings like, oh, it always starts at the top. This is 100% true. You will never have a great culture in an organization if the leader of that person does not send that through. Your culture will always ultimately go to the top, and that person is responsible for it.
Can't help but think of our great leader, our CEO, Father Rocky, and how blessed we are to have him setting the tone here at the top at Relevant Radio. What about recognition? Can you talk briefly? We have less than a minute on the importance of recognition.
Yeah, recognition is important. And it is not flattery. You know, it's not the, oh, you're awesome, you're awesome, you're awesome to every person out there. But very few people are even thanked in the workplace. This is one of the problems that people have. Or they think nobody knows what I do here. Nobody recognizes my performance. So if you have a culture of recognition, where you thank people for what they've done and you identified, hey, John, I want to thank you for what you did. In fact, I was just listening to your show the other day and you handled this caller with such great grace and kindness and you drew out something interesting for the audience. I found that fantastic. Okay, well, now this is a compliment. It's recognition and it's particular. It actually demonstrates that they know what they're talking about. They actually invested in this. And that puts a skip in people's step and increases productivity. And frankly speaking, it's how you'd want to be treated yourself.
Well, Dave, thanks so much for all your many years of contributions here to Morning Air. It's always a joy to be with you.
Likewise. Thanks so much.
Dave Duran, the host of the Dave Duran Show here on Relevant Radio Saturdays at 10 Central. And now it's time for another episode of Glenn Story Corner.
Our story today is called The Angel of Auschwitz. It's from Doyle Glass. At age 16, Gisela Pearl had graduated first in her secondary school class, the only woman and the only Jew. She asked her father to send her to medical school, but he refused at first, fearing that she might forget her faith. But Pearl was determined, assuring her father that she'd remain observant. Her father relented, and Pearl went on to gain her degree in medicine and establish a practice in Berlin. When the Nazi Party rose to power in 1933, Jewish doctors were stripped of their positions and purged from universities and government. Pearl and her husband, Ephraim Krauss, and their two children returned to their native Hungary, where she became a beloved doctor. Life was peaceful for a while. Pearl remembered evenings, listening to her son play violin in their home near the Carpathian Mountains. That halcyon time ended when Germany invaded in March of 1944. Dr. Pearl and most of her family were rounded up and sent to the Sieget Ghetto. A few months later, they, along with 400,000 Hungarian Jews, were deported to Auschwitz. This deportation was described by Elie Wiesel in Night. And then, one day, all the foreign Jews were expelled from Sieget, crammed into cattle cars by the Hungarian police. They cried silently. Standing on the station platform, we too were crying. The train disappeared over the horizon. All that was left was thick, dirty smoke. Dr. Pearl vividly recalled her first sight of the sprawling death camp, billowing black clouds of smoke from the crematorium, tinged crimson by, quote, sharp red tongues of flame that licked the sky. As they embraced for the last time, she and her husband made a promise to each other. We will meet someday in Jerusalem. Dr. Pearl never saw her husband again. Dr. Pearl was one of five doctors assigned to set up a camp at a hospital. Informed that she'd be the camp gynecologist, Pearl nevertheless had her medical bag and all of her instruments taken away by another German doctor, who informed her that she'd not be needing them. She reported directly to the head doctor, Joseph Mengele, who forced her to assist him with his research. The next several months would be a time of unspeakable horror for Pearl and the women prisoners whom she had to treat. Dr. Pearl went to extraordinary lengths to protect and heal her fellow prisoners. Aware that anyone found to have a contagious disease would be killed, Pearl submitted vials of her own blood when prisoners were ordered to provide samples. She treated severe wounds with paper bandages and did the best she could to conceal pregnancies. Pregnant women would be executed or worse, experimented upon. Survivors of the camp praised her for her help. She became known as the Angel of Auschwitz. Having no medical tools to work with, she treated patients with her voice, telling them beautiful stories, telling them one day we'd have birthdays again, one day we would sing again. Dr. Pearl was able to save countless lives, but not those of her husband and son. Upon learning of their fate, she fell into despair and at one point attempted suicide. Instead, she came to the U.S. to tell of the horrors she had seen. It was then she accepted a lunch invitation from First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt, who encouraged her to stop torturing yourself, become a doctor again. Granted U.S. citizenship, Dr. Pearl moved to New York City and began a career working at Mount Sinai Hospital, specializing in infertility. She eventually opened her own practice, delivering over 3,000 babies. Dr. Pearl wrote a book about her experience titled I Was a Doctor in Auschwitz. Dr. Gisela Pearl passed away December 16, 1988, at the age of 81. From 1 Corinthians 7:17, only let each person lead the life the Lord has assigned to him and to which God has called him. Love to bring you those stories. If you're a Story Corner fan, we'd love to hear from you now with our Reach Out and Respond pledge drive. You can pledge on the phone at 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com. Even on the Relevant Radio mobile app. Help us get over that halfway hump. At noon today, we'll be halfway done with our pledge drive, but nowhere near halfway yet to that $2.7 million need by the end of the week. That's enough to keep us going strong for three more months. Not more than we need, nor less either. Please prayerfully consider your gift to Relevant Radio to help keep us going strong. 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Not one, but two great thank you gifts for you today. When you give at the dollar a day level, it's a real popular giving level, a dollar a day. Putting that pocket change to good use here at Relevant Radio. We'll fix you up with a book, The St. Monica Club, inspiration to help pray for those loved ones who may have strayed from the faith, and the Our Lady of Guadalupe Medal. Both of those yours for just a dollar a day. Consider that, or a gift in any amount to Relevant Radio. Help us to continue to be here for you, to inspire you in your faith, to let you know you're not alone in wanting to learn more about your faith, wanting to be a better Catholic, a better parent, a better brother, sister, a better father, a better son, a better mom, a better co-worker. Relevant Radio, helping to make the world, we think, a better place with your help and your support. 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com.
Glenn, 877-291-0123 is the number. The great apostle St. Paul visualized the life of a Christian as an athletic contest using the language of sports, writing in 1 Corinthians 9:24. Do you not know that in a race all the runners compete, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may attain it. Every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable crown, but we an imperishable crown. St. Paul wasn't talking about Olympic medals or NBA championship rings or trophies. He was talking about the ultimate crown, running the race and getting to heaven. 877-291-0123. Relevant Radio reminds you every day of that heavenly goal. We bring Christ to the world through the media. We need your help. You need to give hope. Give Christ. Do it right now. Right now is the time to make your pledge safely and securely online at relevantradio.com and the Relevant Radio app, or call us at 877-291-0123. Every single one of you is important. Every listener counts. Please reach out and respond. Do it right now.
Just 3 minutes left this hour. Feel that special tingle in the phone lines in the last few minutes of an hour at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. The phones always get busy here in the last portion of an hour, so that must be something like that. It feels great to give. Feels great to give online, too. RelevantRadio.com or the Relevant Radio mobile app. You know, more and more folks give in an electronic fashion each and every pledge drive. It's quick. It's easy. It's safe. It's efficient. You'll be on and off that website in less than a minute. That's how quick it can be if you're a quick typer or even slow like me. That's RelevantRadio.com. We have a variety of thank you gifts. We've been talking about that wonderful Our Lady of Guadalupe medal and the book, The St. Monica Club. But we have a variety of giving level thank you gifts. So look at those online at relevantradio.com and bookmark that too. Make it one of your favorite stops on the web for all sorts of great faith resources, relevantradio.com and the Relevant Radio app. We aim to really promote the good news of Jesus Christ and his church any way we can, bringing Christ to the world through the media. That's our simple and straightforward mission statement here at Relevant Radio. Won't you join in that effort? Won't you call today, make that pledge at 877-291-0123, or reach out and respond online at relevantradio.com.
Let me ask you a question. Where else but on Relevant Radio are you going to hear the truth about the moral crisis in our culture today? Where else are you going to hear the truth on the issue of defending life, traditional marriage, civil and religious freedom? You won't hear it on Fox News, CNN, or MSNBC, or any of the other mainstream networks. Say yes, I believe in the work of Relevant Radio. I believe in this network of faith that is making a difference for time and for eternity. Reach out and respond. Open your heart and give to Relevant Radio at relevantradio.com and the Relevant Radio app, or give us a call, 877-291-0123.
877-291-0123, online at relevantradio.com and on that mobile app as well. Don't let this opportunity, this great chance to be generous and to inspire others, to slip away. 877-291-0123. You're the world's greatest listeners. Thanks for joining us. There's more coming up. Patrick Madrid right around the corner. He and Mary are going to give you a chance to be great givers too here at Relevant Radio. Thank you for reaching out and responding.